This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. India is ready Wednesday to become the first nation to land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole, days after a Russian probe crashed in the same region. The latest attempted moon landing is a historic moment for the world's most populous nation, as it rapidly hopes to join the other three, the United States, Russia, and China, the only other nations to land on the moon. More now from Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
The Chandrayaan-3 lander is about the size of an SUV. If it lands successfully, explorers will spend 2 weeks running experiments, including analyzing the mineral composition of the moon's surface. India's previous attempt to land on the lunar south pole failed in 2019. Its lander and rover were destroyed in a crash near where the Chandrayaan-3 will attempt to touch down.
Chandrayaan-3, which actually means mooncraft in Sanskrit, scheduled to touch down shortly after 6 p.m. India time, 12:30 GMT. Zimbabwe holds general elections on Wednesday, including voting for the presidency. Columbus Mafunga reports from Harare.
On Zimbabwe's presidential ballot, there are 11 candidates. Only one is a woman, 49-year-old Elizabeth Valerio. The former nature conservationist says campaigning has been a challenge because many people in Zimbabwe, including women, still believe that a man should lead this country.
And so I think as I've been able to get more and more exposure and the platform has grown for me to be able to share our views, our vision, our mission, the manifesto that we have created, people are starting to embrace me as a woman, as a leader.
Columbus Mafunga, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared in recorded remarks to the summit of the BRICS countries in South Africa on Tuesday. He said, quote, "We cooperate on the principles of equality, partnership, support, respect for each other's interests, and this is the essence of the future-oriented strategic course of our association." BRICS members, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, represent more than 40% of the world's population, and the summit is expected to discuss adding new members. Putin did not address that question in his remarks. For more on the BRICS expansion debate, now from VOA's Steve Karish.
Leaders of the BRICS nations are meeting for a summit in Johannesburg as they weigh expanding membership to more countries as some members push to make the bloc into a counterweight to the West. Cyril Ramaphosa is South Africa's president.
South Africa and China have similar views with regard to the expansion of BRICS membership, and we look forward to the discussion that we are going to have with other BRICS leaders later today during our retreat.
Along with President Xi, Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are attending the summit, as is Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Steve Karish, VOA News, Washington.
Aviation experts meeting in Kenya to examine methods to improve security and safety for Africa's airlines and airports. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
This week, Kenya is hosting the 8th meeting of the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, to discuss air transport safety, security, facilitation and sustainability in Africa. Africa's air transport sector was hit hard by the global pandemic, which led to lockdowns and countries issuing strict health measures to combat the infection. Aviation experts say the measures taken to subdue COVID-19 have made it difficult for the airlines and people to move freely, leading to a loss of income. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The final preparations to discharge wastewater from the crippled Fukushima power plant in Japan began Wednesday. Tokyo had announced on Tuesday that the operation into the Pacific would begin on Thursday, prompting an angry response from China and partial import bans on Japanese seafood by Hong Kong. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.